Port Townsend's community gardens, organized by Local 2020, began as a community development model. They're unusual in that they're communal. Most community gardens are semi-permanent allotments known in the Seattle area as pea patches. Today, we'll contrast the communal model with the pea patch model. Judith Alexander begins with the benefits of the communal model as she sees them. Then we'll move to Chimicum a few miles south and see how a first-year pea patch model has worked out.
One of the key values, in my mind anyway, of community gardening is that we get out on that edge of having to collaborate with each other, having to communicate with each other. It's not just that every garden just happened to be a collaborative process rather than a pea patch. I think a lot of it has to do with leadership style. It starts a new culture. I think neighbors are getting to know each other, for one thing. They're doing things together. There's a guy that's 80 years old in my garden, and we watch out after that guy. There's a lot of teaching that goes on over the beds. This is how you plant corn. This is how you plant peas. This is when you harvest beets. This is how you pick lettuce greens. We don't set up teaching sessions. It just happens in the process. It's pretty organic. Most of the community gardens regularly donate to the food bank every Wednesday morning. We've built that into the community gardening culture here, is that that's part of the unwritten sort of expectation, is that you'll give the extra away. It's not a foolproof system, but I definitely think more people are gardening in this way, in this manner, than would be gardening if it was a pea patch model.
But the communal model isn't right for everyone, as we'll see. Moving south to Chimicum, we hear from
Dick Schneider
and
Callie Keck.
Dick is the organizer of this first-year pea patch, and Callie is the garden coordinator provided through AmeriCorps. As you'll see, both this and the communal model that Judith Alexander spoke about succeed because of great generosity and hard work. Dick, why did you choose that method rather than some of the more communal organizations that I've seen?
Well, we had a couple of reasons, Tom. One of them was we knew that there was no pea patch program going in Port Townsend. We knew how successful it was in Seattle and also in Vancouver, Washington. My wife and I had visited both of them. Also, we found that people had their individual wants. Say somebody wanted to grow certain types of lettuce, or they wanted the ability to do something different than their neighbors. We had about, I think, 15 or 20 people sign up to start with the pea patch program. The charge was $25 per year, which includes, Callie, I think you'll have to help me here.
Includes tools. We have some compost from a local farmer. Water, we do charge $5 per month during the summer.
We want to try to keep the cost as low as we possibly can. This is not a high-income area generally, and there's a lot of people, especially in this economy, that could use a hand up, not hand out. And that's often used, but here's a good application of that. And we can provide sometimes it's seed, but most often it's already plant starts that'll get them going. And if we can get them successful, where they see something grow and they get something to, you know, put on their table, they get pretty motivated to come back and try it again.
The garden has been very successful. We have 5 plots that we're raising for the food bank, been harvesting lettuce, carrots, broccoli, onions, and various other vegetables are starting to come ripe now.
Oh, and if people can't afford the $25 a year, that's fine. They don't have to pay anything. But in return for getting a 10 by 10 plot, they agree to do one plot, the produce from which goes to the food bank here in Jefferson County.
So the $25 annual fee goes towards just general upkeep, or is that rental from the farmer?
No, the farmer is very generous. His name is John Gunning, and he owns Collingwood Farms, and he is letting people use the property at no cost.
If somebody has no gardening experience and they want to start gardening, who do they approach and what do they do?
Come and talk to us. We'll help them get started. We'll show them where the tools are, show them where the dirt is, talk them through it, help them out. If they've got the energy and they're willing, we'll talk them through it.
Is there a central source in your organization for training or for hand-holding or whatever?
We're working on that. We've set up a composting class that will be on-site, but we haven't yet organized gardening classes, but that is the intention.
Next time, we'll visit 2 more community gardens and see how 2 other variations on the community garden theme work out. For One World Report, this is Tom Allen.